This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University has refunded some fees to students, even though that cost the school quite a bit of money. Most students did not come back to campus after spring break because of the coronavirus pandemic. Faculty are still teaching, but all classes are now taking place online. So interim president Martin Abraham says Western returned housing and dining fees paid by students for the second half of the semester.
We're fortunate the federal government in the CARES Act passed legislation to give universities some additional funding. We're getting roughly $8 million in the CARES Act. Half of that has to be distributed directly to students. The other half is towards university operations. And so the roughly $4 million we'll be getting for university operations, $2.6 million of that, has now been distributed to students in refunds for room and board.
That's not considered part of the direct aid to students?
We've not yet gotten complete guidance on that, but my best information that I've received is that would not be considered the direct aid to students.
So how do you go about making a decision like that to refund that much money from a university that does not have a whole lot in reserve?
It's a difficult challenge, but you have to go back to figuring out what is the right thing to do. What are the services that you're providing to the students? What are the costs that are associated with providing those services, or in this case, not providing those services? And how do you do the things that are in the best interest of the university and the best interest of the students and fair? And so we looked at the actual costs. We looked at the actual services and determined that this was an appropriate amount to refund, that we would find a way to cover those costs, kind of knew that money was going to be coming from the federal government to help us out in this regard. And at the end of the day, you just have to do the right things to help the students. Every one of our students is struggling with this, many of them doing distance learning classes for the first time.
Are you hearing any complaints or praise from them in regards to the distance education?
Yes, on both sides. I've heard some very positive stories from the students about some faculty who've really stepped up and helped them out. And I've heard from other students about some challenges that they've had. But the numbers that I hear are very small, right? With over 7,000 students, and I've heard maybe a dozen or so of them who have some concerns. And we try to accommodate them. We try to help them through as we hear about their concerns, and we just move ahead as best as we can.
Western hired you about a year ago to be provost. And before you even came to campus, you were asked to instead be acting president. Now you're interim president. You came to a school that was facing some financial challenges. And during the course of all this, now we have a global pandemic, too. Can you talk about what this first year at Western has been like for you?
I think you've just described the new president's nightmares. It's been a tremendous challenge. It's been a very much a learning experience for me, but it's also been tremendously gratifying. And I wouldn't switch it out for anything in the world. It's been a tremendously worthwhile and uplifting experience, despite all the challenges. You know, we got together early on in the fall semester. We addressed a lot of the financial issues. We, you know, built a team that really came together and quite frankly, has been instrumental in us making our way through these challenges in the pandemic. And the leadership team that has really stepped up and been phenomenal to work with. And I thank God every day that I get to work with these wonderful people and do good things on behalf of our students. And we were able to do that in the 6 or 7 months before the pandemic hit to get them together and build a quality team. It's been a tremendous experience. It's certainly not the year that I anticipated. But as I said, I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. It's been phenomenally gratifying to work with these fine people and to see the success of our students.
That is Dr. Martin Abraham, interim president of Western Illinois University. Abraham says because the administration addressed some of the school's financial and enrollment challenges in the fall, the current challenges related to the pandemic are manageable. Rich Ugger reporting.